Hello and welcome to another edition of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast, where we examine the convergence of food, ag, science, and technology, and the impact it's all having on Indiana, not only today, but in the future as well. Well, this week we welcome a special group of insiders to offer perspective on the push to support more ag bioscience entrepreneurs and innovation in Indiana, and to also look back at some of the big successes of 2019. Joining me this week are Salimptech Chief Operating Officer Daniel Pedro, also Ag Alumni Seed President and CEO Jay Hulbert, and the President and CEO of Agrinovus, Beth Bechtel. And welcome one and all to the Insiders.
Great to be here.
For a special edition on a subject, Beth, that really is one that is gaining pretty incredible traction in Indiana, and that's in the ag bioscience space that Agrinovus is really all about. Put that in perspective for folks who may not know where things are and some of that momentum.
So I think one of the things that has really happened in the last probably year especially is that this almost redefinition of the sector itself is really taking hold. That people nationally are really getting what we mean by ag plus bio plus science and this whole space of convergence in food and agriculture. Our events are continuing to draw record crowds, our partnership with organizations like Forbes, the success that we're having in getting more ag bioscience entrepreneurs from Indiana recognized, not just here locally, but on a national stage. There's just been more of a consistent sort of set of those success points this year than I think we could have ever imagined.
You mentioned events. You recently had your Agrinovus Summit, which I know was a big event, certainly. But I think the Forbes Summit is reflective of that national interest in what's going on in Indiana. It really was a coup to, again, get that event here.
Yeah, so this is the second year that Forbes has brought their ag tech franchise, which has really resided on the West Coast in California for the last several years, to the Midwest. And they were very intentional, and we were very intentional in forging that relationship so that that first Midwest event could actually be in Indianapolis and be here around the Indiana ag bioscience community.
Daniel, Salimptech is a great example, I think, too, of what Indiana is beginning to attract, a precision ag company from Brazil, South America, putting their U.S. headquarters, announcing that about a year ago in West Lafayette, and now recently announcing, hey, you're going to put your global headquarters here. First of all, talk about the company. Give us a thumbnail description of Salimptech.
So Salimptech, it's a 12-year-old company founded in Brazil. We grew a lot in sugarcane. We started working with sugarcane 3 years, 4 years ago. We decided to start working with row crops in Brazil. So we had a good success in Brazil. We can say that Salimptech is probably the largest ag tech company in Brazil. And 3 years ago, we decided to start traveling back and forth to the U.S. to understand the needs of the farmers here and the ag-retailers. And when we were totally sure that we could add value for them, that we could change the way they are doing something, and the same thing that we are doing in Brazil, we decided to move. Yeah. So last December, I moved to West Lafayette, and we brought some guys from Brazil and hired some people from Purdue. So it's coming, and we are pretty excited.
Give us briefly what makes Indiana attractive to Salimptech.
So that was our easiest decision ever. So it took 30 minutes, I think. It was, but I'm joking.
And some persuasion.
Yeah. I'm joking, but when you talk with Kipton from Tom Farms, then you talk with Beth and you know everything that's happening with Agrinovus, and you talk with Johnny and team from Wien, then you go to Purdue. So Purdue is Purdue. We don't have to talk about so much about Purdue.
Right.
And you talk with Karen, and you go to a cafe and grab a coffee and see everybody talking about how we're going to change, how we're going to disrupt agriculture, how we're going to change the way we are doing, we are farming. And so all the places that we go, we see people talking about that, and we see hungry people. That's the place to be. That's the place that a company as Salimptech want to be.
Yeah. Jay, a lot of momentum around innovation and entrepreneurship. G-Beta, the Ag Bioscience Cohort, Thrive Midwest Accelerator. Talk about some of those things that really are gaining momentum.
It's really been a great year, Gary, and really a lot of transition from research, where Indiana's always been a leader with Purdue and the Ag Biosciences. And an evolving system of great support for entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So those accelerators you just mentioned, the Foundry at Purdue, they've created a network where scientists can take a new technology, start a company, take it to market. Some great examples of that, like Griffin at Purdue, an aerial imaging company, just got a $9 million grant from the Department of Energy to support further research in the direction of commercialization. Nutrimaize, orange corn, corn with high carotenoids, tastes good too.
Yeah.
Evan Rochford, the CEO, just named one of Forbes 30 under 30 for food and drink. Just a ton of these things happening, and we're beginning to see them build on each other.
Momentum,
exactly.
Going forward, what are there, you know, the missing links? What needs to be done or addressed, in your view, Beth, going forward?
Well, I think one of the things that we are working on now, and we all know, is really from an Agrinovis perspective, and our partners' next priority is this whole space of talent, continuing to build out really intentional programming for Agrinovis around talent. I think you and I have talked about that before, and it's especially focused on Gen Z talent, right? The next generation of data analysts and robotics engineers and, you know, other types of tech, especially tech-enabled leadership that the ag bioscience community is in desperate need of to support these new positions.
Well, I think we've got some video of the FFA, the Blue Room, because I think it's a great example. I think it was really an idea that kind of percolated out of you, Beth, and Agrinovis, but I think Microsoft and some big name players are involved in that, all about focusing on careers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, being able to show these young people, first of all, the innovation itself, because I think a lot of times they don't appreciate just the sophistication and the cool factor of the technology that's being used, even though they are FFA students, but then getting them to really think about the jobs of the future that are there for them.
Daniel, I'll give you the final word. What are you looking forward to next, that next big thing for SelimTech here in Indiana?
So the idea is to develop solutions for farmers with wing and with
So the Wabash Heartland Innovation Network and their precision agriculture, which is...
So what we're doing is to connect, like we think there is an important opportunity to connecting agri-tailers with farmers. So we are working with that, developing solution with agri-tailer providers and companies, and working with WIN to develop a solution for farmers and connect both. I think there is a huge opportunity on that, and that is what we are working on.
Yep, and Jay, I guess we got about 15 seconds or so, but the potential would seem to be, not to overstate it, almost limitless for Indiana in this space.
Absolutely. We've got all the pieces, as Beth said, it's a great opportunity for kids who want to work in high tech and can also feed people.
Yep, very good. Jay Hulbert, President and CEO at Ag Alumni Seed. Beth Bechtel, the CEO at Agrinovis. Daniel Pedrao, the COO at SelimTech.
Yes.
Thanks, one and all. I think I got your name pretty close.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, one and all.
Also, thank you for joining us this week on the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And a reminder, you can keep up to date with Agrinovis by following them on Twitter and Instagram at AgrinovisIN. Also finding them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can share ag bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick. Produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, more people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.